KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 63 degrees. We don't look for areas of fog this morning, especially towards central Iowa. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. for a portion of our listening area. That includes Dallas, Polk, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties. Expect visibilities toward central Iowa of 1/4 mile or less. In the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday reported that several candidates had recently filed nomination papers for the November 7th city elections. Those who submitted their papers last Friday in the positions they seek include Kathy Summers, incumbent for Atlantic City Council, Ward 2, incumbent Mark Harris for the Oneida City Council, Julianne M. Adams, the Griswold City Council, Brad Ryan, Mayor, City of Griswold, and Rick Sanney, Lewis City Council. Candidate papers that were submitted on Monday include Ryan Lockwood for the Lewis City Council, Virgil Anderson for Marnie City Council, Wayne Brewster for Marnie City Council, and Randall Baxter, incumbent mayor for the City of Marnie. A complete list of the candidates, both those previously announced and current, will be posted once the deadline to file has passed, and the last day to file nomination papers at the Cass County Auditor's Office is this Thursday, September 21st at 5 p.m. Atlantic Parks and Rec Department Director Seth Stassel Monday evening provided the Parks and Rec Board with updates on various matters pertaining to the Schulberg Recreation Area, the Atlantic Sports Complex, and Sunnyside Shelter. With regard to the Schulberg Rec Area, Stassel said the campground sites are being utilized and reservations have been made for other pads.
We have 15 campers out there right now. I have 3 spots reserved for monthly campers coming in, and 2 more spots reserved for Coca-Cola days currently. So hopefully we'll have some more than that this week, and we have 5 spots open. So, I mean, obviously 2 will be used for Coca-Cola days, but hopefully the other 3 will get used up too.
The fishing dock at Schulberg, he said, is almost finished, but Stassel says they're working on seating and some other finishing touches. They're also waiting for the dock shelter engineering so the roof can be installed on the shelter, which will be named in memory of Richard McCauley, thanks to a donation from Pat McCauley. Plans are also still in the works for a playground at Schulberg, but the costs are currently outside the budget, even though the prices have come down since the seasonal playground use time is winding down.
And then the shipping comes out to $60,000, so it's $10,000 more than kind of what we budgeted for.
He says they do want to do some more number crunching before presenting the final project concept to the Parks and Rec Board next month. In other business, the grand opening for the fishing dock at Schulberg's will be for the Atlantic Ambassadors and to thank donors this Thursday at 10 a.m. Once the roof is on for the dock, they'll have a public grand opening. And Stassel said also a Bikers Helping Bikers fun run will be held October 14th beginning at 9:30 a.m. to benefit the Schulberg Rec Area.
These are motorcycle bikers. They're doing kind of an event. All the proceeds are going to go towards the parks, and so that's going to be October 14th. They're going to start at the Allen Place. And
even though the motorcycles are the primary participants, all vehicles are welcome for your free will donation. The group, as he mentioned, will leave the Allen Place at 1406 East 19th Street at 10:30 a.m. on October 14th and proceed west from Atlantic to Highway 83 to Avoca. From there, they will head west on G18 to Minden, west to Highway 191, south to G30 at Underwood, and from Underwood west on G30 to L34, north to Beebetown's Twisted Tail. Afterward, they'll depart Beebetown north on L34 to F58 and then turn east toward Persia. From Persia, they'll head north on Highway 191 to Highway 44, and then from Portsmouth east to Kimbolton, and from Kimbolton back down south to the Atlantic Recreation Area, the Schulberg Recreation Area. The complete ride is about 119 miles. More information on that will be released as the date grows closer. In our funeral announcements, Franklin Daugard Sr., age 83, of Adair, died Saturday. Graveside services for Franklin Daugard Sr. will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery north of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Keith Stevie, age 69, of Templeton, died Friday. Visitation for Keith Stevie will be this evening from 5 until 7 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom, age 10, of Walnut, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Celebration of life services for Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom will be held Wednesday, tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Norma Jean Goldsmith, age 84, of Red Oak and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Memorial services for Norma Jean Goldsmith will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning. Agnes Wagner, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Agnes Wagner will be next Monday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Tyler Bricks, age 40, of Marnie, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Tyler Bricks will be held on September 30th at 11 a.m. in the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news has been brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen.